If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
All right, I want you to jump in on this conversation. Who do you think was in the right and who was in the wrong? A woman refuses to pick up her friend at 3 a.m. after rebooked flight, keeps pushing it back, tells her to get an Uber instead. 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. These friends are upset with each other because a woman agreed to pick her friend up at the airport. Flight was due to come in late, by the way. It was supposed to come in at 10 o'clock. Got pushed back, rebooked, all that good stuff. We've all been there before. Friend's flight was delayed, canceled, rebooked. Lands at 3 a.m. The friend doesn't drive, travels heavily, and didn't bring a credit card, almost making this Uber impossible for her. I don't know if that means anything. What do you mean bring a credit card? It's like connected.
You're not swiping anything in the car.
It's connected to Uber, by the way. Woman felt anxious late at night, though, trying to take an Uber as a woman at 3 o'clock in the morning, even trying to get an Uber at 3 o'clock in the morning, and felt like her friend agreed before. You know what that means. You agreed, hey, I could get delayed. Who's right? Who's wrong?
I actually am siding with the friend who canceled on picking up her friend from the airport. Committing to something at 10 p.m. at night is completely different to committing something at 3 a.m. At 3 a.m., like, you're officially, like, you're not sleeping anymore. Your morning at work is going to be confused the next day. Anything involving 3 a.m., you cannot rely on anybody for.
That's when we get up. We're supposed to rely on each other.
Yeah. Everybody knows I'm really cheap, and I think it depends on how much the Uber costs. Like, if it's over $50, my friend better be picking me up.
Okay, so yours is
but
less about the
time. But if it's under, then you just got it. Just take the Uber, you know, pay
it. Oh, I don't even think it matters about money. Like, that's just ridiculous to expect someone to stay up from 10 p.m. at night to 3 in the morning pick you up. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous the other way. You made a promise. You made a commitment that I'm going to be there and pick you up. That's what friendship is.
But you made a commitment to, like,
for a different time.
Yeah.
That's not how flights work. Has anyone ever flown before? It is one thing to say, like, hey,
you should not expect your friend to commit to 10 p.m. waiting around to 3 a.m.
That is why they always say the airport test is the ultimate test of friendship. Who picks you up and takes you from the airport are only your closest friends. You only ask close-knit people. If you agreed to the 10 o'clock, that means you agreed to play the flight delay game. You also, like, I'm not a woman, but you said, Hannah, you were just nervous earlier on in the show that you were nervous about being in an Uber alone. You're going to ask your friend to be in an Uber as a woman at 3 a.m.? That just seems shady. What Uber drivers are out there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and who are they picking up?
It's the airport. There's always someone there to take you.
No, there's nobody flying.
Yes, there is.
Uber drivers drive when times are busy.
They're cheaper, so you'll get a good rate.
The Uber guy who is driving at 3 o'clock in the morning is shady. Well, there's no way. Why? Why is he out at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I've met some lovely Uber drivers at 3 o'clock in the morning.
He was shady, too. You got lucky.
I don't think it matters about the Uber driver or the shadiness. I'm looking at it from this standpoint. Okay, look, you kind of got the heads up that this flight was going to be late. So you could already change your schedule and say, okay, I'll get you at 3. If you didn't get the heads up, you would have been there at 10. You would have waited until 3 to pick your friend up.
I think it's on the friend whose flight is getting delayed to be like, hey, you don't actually have to pick me up. It keeps getting delayed till 3 a.m. And then the other person can be nice and be like, no, I'll still do it. Or they'll be like, okay, thank God you said something.
I think that friend was like, no, I want you to pick me up. She's doing the right thing. She's nervous to be in the Uber at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's disrespectful to put your friend through all that waiting.
It's disrespectful to bail on someone when you say
unless
you're going to do
something.
Unless it's
over $50. Then pick me up.
Where are you at in this situation? You say you're going to pick someone up at the airport and then you might be there, you might not be, like Hannah. How do you feel about this? 855-444-6342. Who is right? Who is wrong? 855-444-MEGA. If I tell you I'm going to pick you up, I'll be there. Not maybe sort of, kind of. These friends are actually in the middle of a big argument because one friend refused to pick up her friend at the airport when their flight got rebooked, canceled, and delayed. And it was at 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, hey, this flight was supposed to come in at 10. Grab an Uber. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't pick you up. This friend has already been through so much. She got her flight delayed, canceled, rebooked. Now you're going to make her pay for an Uber and then get in the Uber where she doesn't feel safe? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Hannah, who feels like this is ridiculous that anyone would ask someone to pick them up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't wait for your flight to get canceled and rebooked and you go through hell. And then your friend, a close enough friend, because you only ask close friends to take you to the airport. Mm-hmm. A close enough friend that you were considered an airport buddy says, nah, grab yourself an Uber. I wanted to see how you react to that friend.
I'd say, okay.
Okay.
I'd roll my eyes, but
totally
I'd say okay.
Totally makes sense. Fernanda, you're an Uber driver. You had some points about me saying that I think that Uber drivers that are out at 3 o'clock in the morning are only out there for bad news, huh?
Uh-oh.
Well, so I've been driving for Uber for 5 years, and I always drive at night because there is less traffic. I make more money that way.
But 3 o'clock in the morning is not night. That's like morning.
Well, I do pick up a lot of people at 2 o'clock in the morning. They go to the airport. My point is some flights are at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. But see, I don't even. Fernanda, stop picking up those people at 2 a.m. to go to the airport. They need to get there at 5. If you need to get to the airport 3 hours early, I don't trust you either.
Oh, wow.
My dad.
That's just way too early. I don't trust you. I got trust issues over here. Marquita, how do you feel about the friend who bailed picking up her other friend because the flight got rebooked and delayed?
I really think she's not a good friend.
Thank you.
Care what time it is. I'm picking my friend up. She's not getting in the Uber.
I need a friend like you, Marquita.
Yeah, you do. You need a real friend. Hannah doesn't have real friends in her life. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Marquita, do you want to be Hannah's friend?
I can be your friend, Hannah.
Good. She has a work trip, and she needs a ride at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm glad that we brought this up.
In Texas, can you do that for me?
Because she's freaking out about it.